And all the wicked shall be in them. You buildings that promote the evil lifestyle that you know that I abhor. You want to know what it is? Then read my scriptures. I shall do the same thing for you. The earthquake fault lines are already there. But think not, when this happens to a region, that any of the wicked will escape, for they shall go down, and it shall be I, the great God I am, that tramples them underground, but the righteous ones that stand forth in my name, the ones who are not ashamed of the name of Yahweh and Yahshua, the ones that honor my Sabbath days and keep them holy, the ones that know to love me is to obey me, the ones that love my scriptures and hide the word in their hearts, these are the ones that have built their homes on the solid rock, and they will not sink deep into the sand. For I am shaking this world in my rage, and in the days coming, you will see earthquakes, unprecedented, as any time before, for they will be shaken in a greater magnitude, as a parent has lost its temper, and shakes that child. This is how I will shake this earth, and say, wake up, wake up, wake up. How long? Must you try the patience of the Creator? Must you try the patience of the Redeemer? And I shall stomp my foot on the ground, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Everything can be uprooted will be uprooted. I shall shake up your politicians. I don't care in what country you're in. You're not no longer going to look to a government to provide. My children's going to know there is but one provider. It's the same one. That poured water from a rock, that put manna on the ground. It is the same one that says, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory. And I have no lack in glory. In my theory, I breathed upon not only the United States, but in various parts of the world. My hot breath, temperatures rose as my temper rose. Droughts came as my living water was refused.